for calling customer service. My name is Kyra. How can I help you today?
Hi, Kara. This is Kathy Thomas. I just got off the phone with my my banker, and I just got my bill in the mail where you guys have charged me again. 12/6, you guys charged me $49.97. The product that you guys sent me, which is the wireless Wi-Fi repeater, you guys told me that that was a free item. The only thing that I would have to pay was $7.45 for the shipping and handling, which I agreed to that. I did not agree for you guys to go in and charge my account for $49.97, and then you guys turned around again on January 6th. You charged me again for $49.97 again, which I will not be paying that because I just canceled everything at the bank on my account.
Okay. Well, you can provide me with your zip code so that I can further assist you.
What do you want?
You can provide me with your zip code so that I can further assist you.
Oh, 13811.
And can you state that first and last name?
Yeah, it's Kathy Thomas, KathiThomas.
Okay. Yes, ma'am, I do see an account. To confirm that this is correct, can you verify your shipping address?
Yeah, it's 229 Russell Road, North Valley, New York, 13811.
Yes, ma'am. I do see that they have you here for the Wi-Fi booster, paying the $7.45 to receive it. In addition to that, they have you also here paying the shopping membership fee to the subscription of the gadget store.
Well, I mean, they told me when they sent me the email when I ordered this, they told me that it was free. And all I had to do was pay the $7.45 for shipping, and then that was it. They did not tell me that I had to pay $49.97 a month. I will not do that. I will not do that. I will send the Wi-Fi back to the company. All I need is the address because I threw the bag away, but I have not even opened the box up to even look at the Wi-Fi. So you guys are not getting a payment because I'm not paying it.
Okay.
You guys shouldn't even be charging me. The only thing you should have been charging me was the $7.45 for the shipping and handling. No, $49.97 a month. This thing's not even worth $49.79.
Okay. At this moment, what I'm able to do for you here is I can go ahead and get this account canceled. And as far as this recent transaction, I'm able to issue a 50% credit on it.
Well, you're going to have to send that back to the bank because, I mean, I'm not, like I said, I'm not paying this $40. You're not going to get nothing from the bank because I just closed everything out.
Yes, ma'am. Well, as the information that we do have here is valid, you can hold 1 second while I see what I can get further situated.
Should you give me a 50% discount? I'm not taking no 50% discount because I'm not ordering nothing.
Hello?
Yes.
Okay, so I was advised that a full credit of the $49.97 on this recent transaction is able to be issued to you.
Okay, send that back to, that's going to be sent back to the Citibank.
It'll be credited back into your account. As you stated, you had it canceled. You would just have to contact your bank and let them know that a refund is being processed.
Well, they're taking care of that, because I just talked to her and she said that she would go after you guys for this.
Okay. Well, as I stated, the subscription has been canceled and the refund has been issued, ma'am.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you for giving customer service a call. You have a great day.
Thank you. And please take my name off from for Amazon, because I won't be ordering any more stuff through Amazon.
Okay, ma'am. You would have to opt out on your end.
Okay. Thank you very much, then.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for giving customer service a call. You have a great day as well.
Thank you. Bye-bye.